you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're here today and you've never given your heart to the Lord and you'd like to, you come up right now. Jesus' arms are wide open. God is for you, not against you. He's not mad at you. He loves you. And your worth cost him his son. Cost the blood of Jesus. That's how valuable you are to him. Is there anybody? I never take for granted that everybody that comes to church knows him. You can know him. You can know him. Do you want to know him? He's a good, good God. He's only got good for you. He's got blessings for you. He's got joy for you. He's got peace. People get rattled in this world because they have no peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He said, "My peace I give you." See, we can make it in this world with the peace of Jesus. He said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Yeah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's right. He gets it. What is he, three? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Your smile gets any bigger, it's going to bust these walls out. God is so good. And he's so easy to receive. He's so easy to receive from. Easy to receive healing. Easy to receive blessing. The joy of the Lord. What a precious little boy. You know, God loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves the little children. He loves the big children. Yeah, he does. He wrote us a book. He wrote us a love letter. Most people think this is all about Jesus, but it's not. You're in here. Yes, Jesus is found in every book of the Bible. But you know, he did everything he did for you. That's why you need to get into this book and find out what he did for you. He's blessed you. Do you know Jesus? You do? Yeah? Is he in your heart by his Spirit? Yeah? Good. How about you, sweetheart? Do you know Jesus? Yeah? Do you talk to him? Yeah? I know you know him. Is there anybody that doesn't know him that would like to know him? I mean, I'll introduce you to him. Then you can know him. You can spend time with him. God is so good. God is so, so good. If there's anything I'll ever be remembered for, it's telling people that God's a good God. He's not mad. He's not judging you. You might have an addiction. He's not mad at you. The devil is laughing at you. But God has set you free. He paid the price to set you free. You can go free. You can be at peace. Yes, sir. Thank you. There's others here. If you're here today and you haven't given God 100%, you need to come give Him 100%. You can't do it on 99%. This man was bold enough to come up and say, I want to dedicate my whole heart, my whole life. You got to be sold out to Christ. That's 100%. That's 100%. Come on. Come on. If you've been holding back anything in your life, you come up. You give 100%. God gave you 100%. He's never withheld anything. Come, give Him 100%. All of your life. Come.
Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes,
come.
A new life is born. Jesus is calling.
Not right now. No, not right now. Come. 100%.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide for Himness. Was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Precious little one,
precious little one. Anybody else? People giving their hearts 100% to the Lord. Maybe you got pain in your body. Get up here. The Spirit of God is moving. And you can get rid of whatever you got. You don't want it. Get up here. The river is flowing. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, I can't manufacture it, but it's here. Come get free. All over you. He's got an amazing plan for your life. Listen to that still small voice inside of you and you follow it. He's going to show you things that only He can show you. Mom and Dad can't even show you, but Holy Spirit can show you. They're doing a great job bringing you up. But I tell you what, Holy Ghost is going to take over in a good way. He doesn't rule over you, but He's going to direct you and show you. He'll guide your steps. You too, big brother? Yeah.
Lose my worries in your love.
God all over you. God all over you.
Casting every
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You can get it in your heart at this age, you will be a Superman for God. Superman for God. You'll do great things. I'm talking great, great things. Mom, you're doing a great job. We pray for you guys. Robert, give me another hug. It's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. He does. Bless me with you as a brother. Yeah. We're in this together. Side by side. You win. You win. The devil's a liar, and he's been telling you lies. But you win. You have the victory. Not trying to get it. You have the victory. It's yours. It's yours. You live from a place of victory. And that's a good place to live from. Amen. That'll help you stand tall. Amen. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. This little guy, I think he started it all. Yes.
Glory.
What? You do?
Faith.
All right.
Glory.
Wants to be a priest. Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. I will say of the Lord. What you say in life is what you're going to have. The key to Psalm 91 is in verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. You've got to purpose to live there. Then and only then are all of his blessings going to be flowing. You can't come in and out. We're living in a day where things are interesting. Mindsets of people in the world, they're not right. How do I know they're not right? Because they don't line up against God's word. And so we've got to dwell. We've got to purpose to live with the Lord every day. That's why 99% won't do. You need a miracle in your life. Well, you need all of God, not 99% of it. Look what he says he'll do when you do your part. You see, God's word is all conditional. The guarantee is only there for those that fulfill the qualifications. Surely he'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler, but you have to dwell there. You can't dwell out in the world and think he's going to protect you. It doesn't work that way. He'll deliver you from the perilous pestilence. Well, sickness and diseases. But just because you got saved and believe on the Lord Jesus for your sins to be forgiven doesn't mean you believe that he'll heal you. You've got to know that. How do you know that? You dwell with him. When you dwell with him in his word, that's how we dwell with him. We pray, we talk with him, but here's how he speaks to us. We've got to dwell in his word. His word will guide us and direct us and instruct us and correct us. Yes, we need correction. We're lousy gods over our own lives. Myself included. I have to go to the throne. He'll cover you with his feathers, only if you dwell there. You go out there. He didn't say he'll cover you if you run away from him. Under his wings you shall take refuge. Who takes refuge? You do. You have to go there. You'll not be afraid of the terror by night. Only when you dwell with him. When you're going it alone, it's terrifying. It's scary and hairy and big and ugly. All of our life is. But when you dwell with him, everything's going to be all right. I said everything's going to be all right. Your kids are going to be all right. Your job's going to be all right. Your body's going to be all right. Your mind's going to be all right. You're going to be all right. The arrow that flies by day. Yeah, the enemy's around. Don't give him place. Bible tells us, neither give place to the devil. It's found in Ephesians 4:27. Nor the pestilence that walks in darkness. Don't hang around darkness. You know what I'm talking about. Don't hang there. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High. See, we know what we want for results. But we got to do what the book says to get them. We got to dwell with him. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Oh, but look at this. It won't come near you. That's good news. That's good news. I want to dwell with him. Because I don't want to be one of those 1,000. I don't want to be one of those 10,000. I want to be protected. I want you to be protected. So I'm not just saying this because I got nothing else to say. You need to take this to your heart and be a doer of the word, like James says. Verse 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge. Is he your refuge? A refuge is a place you go to. How often do you go to him? I'm speaking to myself. How often am I praying? I need to pray more. I need to talk with him more. I mean, I wouldn't go home and just talk with my wife for 2 minutes and then not talk to her the rest of the night. But yet, how many are on the 2-minute plan? Well, I said my quick prayer. I got through the day. Yeah, you'll get through the day. But where's that peace? Where's that joy? That little boy that just, his mouth was so wide. When I said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He grabbed hold of that. That tells me you big people could grab a hold of that. If a 3-year-old could. Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. That's a promise. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you're protected. You're protected. He'll give his angels charge over you. What are your angels doing? Are they sleeping? Are they in slumber? Are they on vacation? Or do you have them busy? Because if yours is sleeping, I'm going to wake them up and I'm going to use them. I'll take all the angels I can get. We're going to take the Lakes region for Christ. Then we need help. We need God's help. So we got to go to the Father. We got to dwell in him. We can't just give him the 2 minutes anymore. We can't just show up for church every now and then. It's we're either all in or we're not in at all. Because Jesus said, you correct me if I'm wrong. He said, you either be hot or you be cold. But I don't want you lukewarm. We got too many lukewarm Christians. There was a point in my life where I was one of them. But I knew I didn't have the peace of God operating. I knew I didn't have the joy of the Lord operating. I knew I was missing a lot of this because I was lukewarm. But you see, when God called me, I had to get hot and jump in. Got ridiculed, got persecuted, still do. But big deal. My dad's, I'm living under his wings. I'm dwelling in him. That's where you need to be. I want some company in there. I want you with me. Come on. We're a happy bunch this morning. You guys were really happy this morning. How about we keep it going? Who would take it to work tomorrow and be happy at work? You know, I was up at midnight. I got up at midnight to get into the Word. And this morning, my wife asked me, she says, what time did you come to bed? I said, oh, it was after 2. She says, oh! I said, well, I went to work. And she made a comment. She says, oh, that's awful. I said, not if you love your work. Caught her dead, cold cocked her. I said, if I didn't love what I was doing, I'd get out. Only reason I went to bed at 2 wasn't because I was tired. It was because I was finished. I was finished what the Lord showed me. And you know, he didn't show me what took place this morning. But he showed me Psalm 91. you don't love your work, get a new job. I mean, that's godly wisdom for somebody. If you don't love your work, go get another job. Nobody's forcing you. Is there anybody being forced to work the job you're working? I don't see any hands raised. No. Go get yourself another job. Seek the Lord. He'll give you a better job. But you spend a lot of time at work. How many hours do you generally work in a work week? 40. That seems to be the number, 40. That's a lot of time. You best love it. I mean, you best love it. You're not too old to change. And as long as you're breathing, God can make a way for you. Say, oh, but I'd lose my benefits. There's no better benefits than what's in this book. And who says he won't get you a job with benefits? The devil? Yeah, and you've been listening to him. You got to change your mindset. You got to change who you're listening to. Come on, this is getting real good here. This is real important for somebody. You got to stop listening to the doubters and the naysayers. And you got to start listening to Holy Ghost. Cast your care for your kids. Stop crying every night. Your crying's not doing a bit of good. Well, he probably needs something to eat. That's how he lets his mom know. That's okay. He's not bothering me one bit. I love little kids. It was that little junior kid that something happened when he came up here and put that smile on his face. It melted my heart. I didn't know that was going to happen. I don't even know his name. Elijah? Ooh. Good name. Shh. Ezekiel's his middle name. He'll give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. How many of your ways? All your ways. This is the best thing on this planet, right here. This is it. This is where it's at. Oh, he just talks too much about the word. No, I don't. I talk all day long, and that's not enough. Because he set his love upon me. God has set his love upon you. Actually, here he's saying it the other way, because you've set your love upon him. I'll deliver him. He'll deliver you. But it goes both ways. He has set his heart upon you. I'll set him on high because he's known my name. Do you know his name? Are you bold to share that name? Trevor in here? Trevor's here. I was talking to him yesterday. He got into a discussion and I can't remember all about it, but they said to him, well, you're not going to talk about religion. It was about the resting spot for them, right? And you asked them where their spirits were going to rest. And they said, well, you're not going to talk religion. Is that correct? And Trevor said, I hope not. I hate religion. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. This right here is about relationship. He who dwells. It's personal. God is personal with you. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. God will always answer you. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. See, you got to know God is right there with you when trouble comes. Just because trouble comes doesn't mean you're in trouble. It just means trouble came. But God's right there. Who's bigger, trouble or God? The way some people talk, trouble's bigger. But God's bigger. What's bigger, cancer or God? God is. God trumps anything. With long life, I will satisfy him. You know, there are people that live long life, but they're not satisfied. That's right. And it's up to you and it's up to me to share with them the possibility and how much God loves them and wants to be in their life. That's why we've got to love people into the kingdom and not cuss them out when they do wrong. There's a place for correction. But I'm talking about the world that doesn't know better. There's people out there that don't know God. They're doing what they see their father do, the devil. We've got to show them the other way, the better way. Amen. God is so good. I'm so glad I came today. I wasn't thinking that I wouldn't, but I'm just so glad to be here. How about you? God did a work in a lot of people here this morning, more than I could have preached and done it. And so, you got healed? Say what? You got healed. Hey, buddy. Hey. Glory. Anybody else? God do anything for anybody else? Come on. You too? Praise God. Healing right here. Healing. Anybody else? Over here. Right there. Anybody else? Don't be bashful. You don't know me. I was the kid that couldn't talk in front of the class. Now you can't shut me up. Why is it I always go longer when my wife is in? Because I always hear about it. Having said that, we probably ought to. We haven't received the offering. Let's be cheerful givers. God's given you so much. We couldn't possibly give back more to him. Let him direct you. Let him guide you. For those of you that haven't been with us in the last week, how many of y'all weren't here last week? Well, God did what people said couldn't be done, and we bought this building. So nobody can kick us out and tell us it's too late and we got to be gone and, you know, you're making too much noise. We can make all the noise we want. We want to come Saturday night, Friday night, Thursday night, till 2 in the morning, we can do that. I tell you what, when miracle signs and wonders start busting out at your hands, the world's going to come to see. They will. I'll tell you why, because in the year 2000, I jumped in our brand new van with 12 miles on it and drove to Toronto, Canada with my new bride. Because I had heard about miracles. How many know about the church at the airport in Toronto? And the way I found out about it, if you need an envelope, just raise your hand while I'm talking here. But I just feel like to share this. There's a little computer store over on the avenue, and I needed something. I needed a hard drive or something. It was an easy drive, but I needed a hard drive. They shouldn't call them that. But anyway, I was waiting because there were several customers ahead of me, and the guy had his desk in the middle of the room, and I'm standing there, and I look on the desk, and I see it was a book, and it was a godly book, and so I said, well, it's here. I might as well just pick it up and look at it, and so I picked it up, and I'm just reading it, you know, while I'm waiting, and so by the time the owner of the company got to me, he noticed I was reading his book. And he asked me if I was a Christian. And I said, I certainly am. I'm a believer. And so he says, you got a minute? And I said, well, yeah, I've been waiting 15. I got a few more. And he said, my family and I just got back from Toronto. they had driven up to Toronto for a week. And he had an 8-year-old daughter. And I think their son was a little bit younger than that. And they get up there for the meetings. And, there's several thousand people in this auditorium. And I don't know who it was that was ministering. Nancy, you've heard this before. That he said, who all here could believe God for gold fillings? And out of 2,000 or so, about 100 people stood up, including this man and his wife. And before they sat down, there was about 10 or 15 of them that instantly all their fillings turned to gold. See, this got my attention. Miracles got my attention. It's why I drove 600 miles to find out about it. And so, he says, but nothing happened to me. And he said, nothing happened to my wife. And so then he said, before the meeting was over that week, about half of the people, their fillings had turned to gold. I mean, all of them. Why does God do that? I don't know, just to show he's God. He could do that. It's not up to me to say, God, you shouldn't do that. But anyway, so they're coming home. Well, before they came home, the last morning, I think it was Friday morning meeting, their little daughter, 8-year-old, went forward, and she was, God was all over her. And she was in a trance. And then she began bending down to the floor. And it looked like she's picking something up and setting it over here. And she did that for an hour. And so after, the Lord lifted off her and nobody knew what was going on. And so the minister went up to her and asked her what was going on. And she said, I was at the gates of hell, and I was pulling people out of hell, an 8-year-old girl. So that happened to his daughter. I'm not saying sorry for crying. God is just so good. So they're coming home, and they get to customs. And they're questioning him. And one of the agents went around and was questioning his wife. And he's like listening and trying to pay attention to what they're asking her. And he looks over and he sees something sparkling in her mouth. And at customs, half of her teeth turned to gold. The fillings. By the time they got to Laconia, she had a full set of fillings that were gold. And this is just a businessman that's sharing this with me. And so my wife and I said, we're going up there. I mean, Billy Graham had gone there. Benny Hinn had gone there. I mean, people came from all over the world, Australia. They're flying in from Australia to this church in Toronto. How many of y'all heard about this? On a regular basis, people would call, that would be going by the church. The church was engulfed in flames. And they'd call the fire department. And the fire department would come. And there's no fire inside. This went on for months. And finally, the fire department decided, we're not going to go down there. When they get the call, they said, do you mean that church? And they said, at such and such at the airport. And they said, yes. And they said, don't worry about that. God's over there. That's how they began responding. This is on the news. This is all over the world. So we get there. I didn't see teeth turn to gold. I didn't see the flames. But what I saw was a heart for God in every person that was in that place. And we melted. Every day we went into that place, my wife and I melted on the floor. And sometimes it was an hour. And people would just, it was like angels. It was like heavenly beings that just came up and ministered to us. I don't know why. Because God's doing something. And he wants to do something in you. And he does want to show himself strong. And I'm excited to be a born-again believer. Yes. That was the same words that that hospital nurse said to the doctors when they said, "Who's taking care of Katie Sanborn?" They said, "Don't worry about her. She's in the emergency room in a coma." And they're telling the doctors, "Don't worry about her. Her dad's in there." Friend, if you're abiding, you don't have to worry. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how dark it is. Light dispels dark. We've got to let our light shine so in such a way before men. Matthew 5:16. So let your light shine before men that they see your good works. What good works are you showing? By your good works, the world will glorify God. I haven't got to that place yet. I mean, bits of it, streams of it, when people come in, and they will. I remember when you got healed that time, and then you got saved that night. I mean, you're giving glory to God, but I'm talking, this is going to be radically across the planet, where the news is going to have to report it. The news is going to have to report it, because that's all the calls they're going to be getting, is that this miracle's breaking out, not just here, but everywhere. And the darkness is going to dispel. Light will dispel darkness. Did we receive the offering? Yes. Oh, the papers. The papers. Suzanne and Ken, thank you so much. You just were amazing this morning, and it's God in and on them. Here are the, it's for the men. This is for men only. Women, we don't want to see you swiping one. If you sneak in, we might know. You need one for Jay. Where's Jay? He's in kids class. Okay. All right. He's helping. Yeah. Yep. Where did all our other kids go? Okay. I need to just kind of clarify something. Our Victory Kids is for up to grade 5 and not beyond. And what I just found out was our teenagers have been in there, and that shouldn't be. When I talked to the teachers, they thought that we were sending them in. So it's just a misunderstanding. But it's up to grade 5 and grade 6. They should be able to sit in here. We got the 4-hour seats. They're very comfortable. Yeah, we had to sit all day yesterday in the not so long thick seats, but we did okay. It was a healing meeting. We got our bottoms healed. Yeah. They just never heard. I mean, but anyway, why don't you stand with me? Let's pray over the offering. God is so good, and I just try to find more new ways to show people and express it. But there's no better way than when somebody comes to the Lord and gives their heart or rededicates their life. We had a lot of people this morning that did that. And then when people get healed and delivered and set free, there's nothing greater than that, seeing people set free. So, Father, we love you, and we honor you. And we thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of these, your people. Father, you're pulling for them, and I'm pulling for them. I just release a blessing over them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare them set free. I decree and declare wholeness and health in their bodies. Peace in their minds. Resurrection power in their finances. Their kids living for you, Father. Doing exploits. Laying hands on other kids and watching them recover. Father, we thank you for the joy of the Lord, that it is our strength. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. You gave us that peace, Jesus, and we walk in it. We live in it. We thank you for it. Father, as we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that's you. You take care of us. No worries, no harm. Nothing coming against us can harm us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree and declare that over every person in here today. I declare increase in their finances right now in Jesus' name. You got to grab hold of that and receive it. I declare healing in your bodies. I don't care what the doctor's report said. I said you're healed because Jesus said you're healed. By the stripes he bore, you're healed. So you is. So tell your face and tell your friends that you're healed. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the refreshments that they're blessed. Nourishment to our bodies. Nothing that we eat or drink will harm us in any way. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to give our tithes, gifts, and offerings into your kingdom to advance it through love and through power. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, you may receive it. Glory to God. Oh yes, he's a mighty God. Oh, come on.
God is a mighty God.
Come on, sing it.
God is a mighty God. From heaven above, wisdom, power. Our God is
He's awesome.
Our God
is an awesome God. From heaven above, wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above,
wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. God, he reigns from heaven above. Wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
God is an awesome God.
Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you are dismissed. God loves you. We love you. Tell somebody this week that God loves them.